Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crimehouse Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. No show on Friday, so we're going to do a special Thanksgiving edition of Ask B. Mitch Anything.
Okay.
I guess we are, 106.7 The Fan is on the air on Friday, but CK gives us both Thursday and Friday off, so shout out to CK. Ask B. Mitch Anything is sponsored by Collars & Co., where comfort meets style. Upgrade your look with the dress collar polo today. Phone lines are open, 800-63-THING, so we're going to stick to the plan here. Jupe is on line 3. Jupe, kick us off, bud.
What's going on, JPB Mitch? And happy early Thanksgiving to you guys and your families.
Same to you, Jupe. What's happening, brother?
I appreciate it. All right, B Mitch, I had a thought earlier, and I was discussing with the chat group, and I want your opinion on it. And it may come off wrong, rub people the wrong way, but hear me out. I'm actually glad the season is going the way it's going, because it's helping to readjust the mindset of the front office. Like, we really need to stick to the rebuild. And I'm not wishing injuries on anybody, but what I'm saying is, like, we got a lot of work and holes on this team. A lot of callers call in. They're only worrying about the starters, where I'm worrying about the whole entire team. I'm talking about starters, second string, on down to the practice squad. And, you know, for teams like, I want us to be like the teams like the 49ers and the Detroit Lions, but that's going to take time and a lot of work to rebuild this team, whereas, you know, we just in this mindset of trying to go on in this year where there's a lot of work to be done. I just wanted to hear your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think what they did, they saw something, they tried to go for it, it didn't work. So now they have to get back to what they were doing. What their plan was, you can't continue what you did this year, because it blew up in your face. And now I think the mindset has to be build and get some younger players and get some players moving forward. You may still keep some of these older players around. As I talked with London Fletcher last night, he was talking about how guys, the older guys, you don't have a ton of them, but you have guys that can get guys to a point quicker than the coaches do sometimes. You want to have some of those guys in your locker room. So I think definitely they need to get right back to where they were before what last year happened.
Appreciate you, Jupe. Let's keep the calls going here. Kurt is in Ashburn. What's up, Kurt?
Good afternoon, gents. I'm glad you're doing this other than a Friday, because I can't listen to you on Friday. I have a guitar class at the Leesburg Senior Center. And by the way, if I might
cool.
make you, if there's anybody who sings or plays an acoustic instrument, we meet the Senior Center every Friday in Leesburg. Okay, I once pulled a hamstring, and it took forever to heal. And you think it's gone because you don't feel a thing, and the first time you go out, it's back again. But after that, when I played basketball, hockey, I first lathered the back of my leg with a liniment up hamstring. Was I kidding myself? Was that helping me at all? And if not, what did you do to prevent hamstring pulls?
Well, I did weights with them, and then I began to run a little bit more, and I made sure before I went out and did something, I warmed it up. Too many times we all get ready to go play. We start sweating a little bit. We immediately think that we're ready to go. You got to make sure you do the right amount of things to get your legs ready to go for you. I stretched all the time, and I made sure I strengthened but like the hamstrings and the quads, and I warmed up a proper amount of time. You know, if you're going to go play a whole basketball game, just stretching, touch two toes and go and run, that's not enough.
B-Mitch had me doing squats earlier this week, and my hamstrings are about as tight as Jeff's wallet right now. So I'm hurting. I need a stretch, and I haven't. We have a question from Jim in Navy Yard.
B-Mitch, I have a question. How do you feel about people wearing pajamas out in public?
I think they should stay their ass in the house. Who did?
I'm just, you know, there was a story recently about, you know, how people are traveling and everybody looks like they all just dress in pajamas now to go to the airport and stuff. And people used to
if you're not a kid and your mama and daddy carrying you around, you shouldn't be in no pajamas. I think people wearing pajamas and wearing stuff on their head, don't do that in the public. Save that for the house.
Save it for the house.
Yeah.
Take it to the house. I love when that guy calls. How do you feel about sweatsuits?
Sweatsuits are made for outside.
Sweatsuits you can wear.
Yeah, it's traveling. Yeah. That's not pajamas. You look at pajamas, you know the difference between sweatsuits
and pajamas. Ben Stromer's always wearing pajamas.
Ben had on his pajamas yesterday, and I almost said the exact thing Landfill just asked. I almost say, leave your damn pajamas at home, Ben.
Yeah, Ben.
You're going to work. You're wearing no damn pajamas to work for sure.
What we call him, Little Benny Top, Unfunny Ben, whatever.
With those type of nicknames, see why he wear pajamas.
Let's go to Josh in Upper Marlboro. Josh, ask B something.
Hey, fellas, I got a question, but first, just to let you know, we're running the dad games back, man, December 21st at the St. James. We're, check your DMs. We want you guys to come back out. We got a.
Oh, hell yeah. That was a lot of fun.
Definitely, man. We'll be good.
Yeah. Check. I'm going to hit you guys up. But, hey, my question is, B. Mitch, you have always been and you were always an excellent player, but were you ever on a unit that sucked? And in that unit, was there a self-awareness that they suck? Like, for example, I'm sure all of our DBs are integral people. They love their moms and their kids. But right now, we suck. And like, what is that conversation like in the locker room? Are people like, hey, we know we suck, and, you know, it's just not getting better? Like, what is it like to be in a unit that sucks?
Well, I've never been on one that sucked. So, but the whole thing about it, you've been around different units on your team that you know wasn't very good. So what you do, you try to go over and you, like, drop little hints in a way of making it seem like you're talking about giving them positive reinforcement. You're trying to say, man, you know what, if you try this out, this may work. You know, the constructive criticism, not just walking up to them saying, man, y'all suck. You walk up to them and you say, hey, man, look, when we were going through this issue, we all began to meet a little bit more. We began to try this type of thing, you know.
Yep.
And y'all should get at it. Try it out, you know. And that, in a way, I'm trying to tell you how to get better without telling you. I think that you're causing us some damn teams, some wins.
Yep, makes sense. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Oh yeah,
appreciate you, Josh.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I got one online from Curtis. He says, B, what's your favorite Thanksgiving pie or dessert?
Pie.
You're a pecan dessert pie guy, right?
I like pecans, and then I also like sweet potato pie. Mm.
You know who makes a killer sweet potato pie?
Look.
Gary Carter. Remember but we used to work with Gary?
Yeah, hell yeah.
It was so
and
good.
Gary, since I get a couple of them shows for you, need to send me one. Sweet potato crunch is another thing I love. It's like a sweet potato souffle with like a crust of pecans and brown sugar and all that stuff on top. Unbelievable.
I like sweet potatoes with the marshmallows on top. They kind of burn them and roast them. It gets a little crunchy. That's good too.
I like that. I like the pecans, man.
My sister-in-law Caitlin is making that.
She's making that. Well, not now because you talked about her kids not sleeping.
Nah, her kids don't nap anymore. Okay, talking about the younger ones. let's go to Gerald in Accokeek. What's up, Gerald?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. B Bitch.
How you doing, man?
What's up? Right. Hey, B Bitch. I want to ask you something, man. How could you retire with 4,999 return punt yards? Come on, man.
You think I knew that when I retired, man?
Come on, man. You got to come back and get that 1 yard, man. Come on.
Hey, you know what? Some things are better left undone. I know how it feels out there to get hit. I'm not trying to do that again, not at this age.
All right, man.
But you know what? I did not know that. If I had known that, ain't no damn way out. I'd have to go play one more game.
Yeah, but you got to come on, man. You got to suit back up. I know you're 50, man. You got to suit up. At least take one punt return and get that 1 yard, man.
I can't take the punt return. Just fall forward.
Just fall forward. You get it. Appreciate you, Gerald.
B-Mitch, let's keep. Did you ever see the movie Mr. 3000 with Bernie Mac?
I've heard about it. I never saw it.
He was a baseball player who realized that he had 3,000 hits, and then he realized after he'd retired that his stats were incorrect, and he had to come back out of retirement to get three more. I feel like that could – you could be Mr. 5,000.
Yeah, well, if they give me enough money to do it, yeah, I'll do it. I'll go back and catch one punt and run as hard as I can, try to take it to the house.
What's enough
about,
money?
100 Gs. One kickoff. One punt. No, one punt return. 100 Gs.
I'm quite sure we can set that up, JP.
Jeff, if you can set that up, you get 10%.
Say no more. Oh, I'm all about right, to try man. This for real.
You call the NFL team, they say, boy, get the hell off our phone.
let's keep it in Accokeek. Vic is in Accokeek. What's
up,
Vic?
How you doing, man?
What's up, y'all? You know what's crazy? Happening? I haven't lived in Accokeek in over 5 years.
It says Vic and Accokeek on the sheet, dog. Don't blame me. Blame
you
Jeff.
You will forever be Vic and Accokeek.
I will always be Vic and Accokeek, right? So,
oh, yeah.
And my brother Vince, he don't live in Accokeek no more either, but that's what we known as, right? So my question, B. Mitch, is having been on teams that have not been as good before when you're before you left and went to the Eagles and to the Giants, I think I was in elementary school at that time. When you know winning because you've been on winning teams, but when you have a coach that is not doing the things that lead to winning, equate to winning at practice, philosophy, culture, particularly with holding accountability, how do you address that? How do you communicate that amongst the leaders? And how do you even sometimes have to address that with your coach? Or is it just something you just have to play through as a professional?
Well, I think if you're a leader on a football team, it's your job to try to make things change up. And then it's your job also, you go have a conversation with your coach. I've had many conversations with coaches about what I thought. Didn't try to do it in front of people. Because one thing I think people have to learn, you're not going to try to grandstand against a coach and win that. So if you go into a coach's office, close the door and be respectful by it, they'll listen to things you're saying. But I also know that if players start working on each other and hold each other accountable, things can change. I worked with John Thompson, and John always said, I'd rather my players be all together and against me than to just listen to everything I say if what I'm saying is not getting to them and making them do the right thing. So I think the leaders have a better job of more to do on those teams like that. When things aren't going well, the leaders now, you're not a leader just to be out there in the beginning of the game. You're a leader because you got to bring stuff to the coach and bring stuff to the players that they may not want to hear.
You are – good answer there, B. You are listening to Ask B. Mitch Anything, sponsored by Collars & Co., where comfort meets style. Upgrade your look with the dress collar polo today. Let's go to my man Doug in Alexandria. Doug, what's your question for B?
Hey, what's going on, man? I got a two-part question. One, can I bring you some gumbo? And then two, what is your favorite region to drink wine from?
Can I answer? You can bring us some gumbo.
Yep.
Sure.
You can bring us some gumbo. What kind are you bringing?
Well, you know, the kind that I make. Hopefully it's great. I got my better half. She's got some Creole in her family, and she'll never admit it, but she says it's better than her dad. So I got that going for me.
Yo, connect with Jeff.
We'll do that. Yes. And then I like Rhone Valley wines, and I also like wines from Oregon.
Nice. Northern Rhone or Southern?
Northern.
Northern, so like Cornas, Hermitage.
So in other words, you're going to bring wine with the gumbo, right?
I mean, I can. You know, I am a Somm, so I have that ability.
All right. Hey, we with that.
I like whites from southern France, from the Sancerre region. And I like
my first wine was California. Sancerre
is not in southern France.
Well, I like Sancerre. Where is it in France? I don't know. Mountains? Wherever it is.
Hey, my first wine ever was Chateauneuf du Pape. And I want to go back to that. It was a good name. And I drank it when I was young. I know nothing about wine. And I was like, damn, this is kind of good, but it tastes a little weird. You know, because like when you're young, you want it to be a little fruitier. And then I came back later, I tried it again. So I love those. Those are good.
All right, Jeff, get my man Doug's info. Gumbo and wine are always welcome. Landfill prefers Colombian whites. Let's go to Steve in Fairfax. Steve, what's your question for B?
What's going on, boys? Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Curious to know if Brian, you and the Super Bowl crew or the old guys are going to go to RFK one last time, you know, as a final send off, or if the team is planning anything for it, you know, as they start building towards the future for that.
No, I don't think they're planning anything, and I don't think anyone has talked about it. I've been over there a few times already where JP and I went over for some stuff. I went over there like two other times. So I have said my goodbyes, to be honest with you.
Well, dude,
right now, when you look at it, it's already kind of cooked. It's bare bones now.
Yeah. It's there ain't much left.
Because they've been tearing it down for a while now, you know. So I've had a chance to go. I got a few pieces in my garage, so, you know, I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, dude, apparently I'm seeing this tweet from Annie Carney, who is a New York Times author, who tweeted out a photo yesterday. RFK's gone.
I saw some lady was walking a couple of days ago, and she said, wow, I'm going to miss this. And it was just like the steel beams, and you could see all the way through them.
Yep.
That time we went over there, it was just everything was still around, all the concrete, and all, now it's gone.
Do you still have a favorite memory from being there, B?
Favorite memory from RFK, I would be honest with you, was the punt return against the Detroit Lions in 1991.
Nice.
Thanks for the call, dude.
It kind of was like my welcoming. Hey, I'm ready for this job now. Let's go.
You want me to sneak one more here, Landy, or do you want me to keep it moving and we'll try to catch up on the other side? Landfill wants a break. Landfill will get a break. That was a great run at Ask B Mitch Anything. If we're able to sneak more calls in later, we will. But we're going to hear from Commanders head coach Dan Quinn next. Nobody go anywhere. It's B Mitch and Finley.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. This Thanksgiving, FanDuel is introducing a brand new way to build a parlay together. It's called Pass the Leg. Here's how it works. Start a group bill, add your pick, then pass it on to your friends so they can add theirs. When everyone's done, you each lock in the group parlay with your own funds, because football is better when it's played and bet together. And to make it even better, everyone gets a 50% profit boost to use on their bill. Now, I think you take all the games on Thanksgiving Day, take the favorites, okay? I think all the favorites are going to win. So grab your crew, start your bill, and get in on the action this Thanksgiving with Pass the Leg. Visit FanDuel.com/Brian to get started. FanDuel, play your game. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.